Kidoga's commandos follow a trail of discarded equipment, leading them to a recently abandoned lab. The cartel's men have fled without a fight.
Para cocinar la droga es una de las etapas finales de la sustancia.
The commandos rig the entire laboratory with explosives. Once airborne, they blow up the lab. One victory in the ongoing war against the cartels.
Sí, es una misión exitosa porque igualmente al destruirles es una gran pérdida para ellos.
Since 2000, the U.S. government has poured $5 billion into eradication missions, but to little effect. The amount of cocaine manufactured in Colombia is the same today as it was a decade ago. The majority of this cocaine is smuggled into America. 50 American law enforcement agencies are engaged in the war on drugs. And Austin, Texas, is one of the main battlegrounds.
Austin sits in a perfect spot to be used by the Mexican cartels as what we consider a transit hub.
4 hours from the border and with a hub of highways going across the country, Austin has long been a base of operations for the cocaine cartels. Greg Thrash has witnessed a marked change in the tactics adopted by the Mexican cocaine traffickers at the border. Instead of shipping large loads across the country, they are forced to ship smaller units due to the success of the DEA and Border Patrol. But with the huge number of cars crossing the border and coming into Austin, law enforcement knows it has no hope of stopping every shipment.